On Thursday, Prague's Barrandov Film Studios celebrated their 75th birthday. Over the past three quarters of a century, the studios have housed over 2,500 film shoots. It all started with the thriller Vražda v Ostrovní ulici, or Murder on Ostrovní Street, the first Czech film to combine dialogue with music. In more recent years, international blockbusters like the James Bond film Casino Royale have been shot on location in Barrandov's hallowed halls. To mark its anniversary, Rosie Johnston spoke to Norbert Auerbach, former head of Hollywood studio United Artists, who grew up in Barrandov and who returned there 19 years ago. She asked him how the Barrandov of 1933 compared to the Barrandov of today.
Basically, nothing has changed except that instead of having three stages, there may be eight stages. I don't know exactly whether it's eight or nine. And that is about the only thing that has changed. As a matter of fact, when you look at the what we call the old buildings of Barrandov, they look much more modern than the new buildings, because a lot of the studios were built during the halls, not to call it studios, were built during the war by the Germans, who fully occupied the studio at that particular time and did a lot of filming there.
Can you tell me about some of your earliest maybe memories of Barrandov? For example, were there great props and great sort of costumes that you could play with? Did you meet any famous actors?
No, that did not particularly interest me at that age. What interested me was the outdoor structures that were there, and with, as I say again, with the son of the doorman. You know, when you're a 10-year-old child, you play imagination, you play pirates, you play soldiers, whatever you want. And yes, once in a while, I would go with, especially with my father, when there was shooting of a film that he was financing, or his companies were financing, I went to visit on the set, and I became familiar with the procedure of filming. Again, naturally, because of who I was, even though I did not realize it at that particular time, and people were very nice to me. And as I a number of times said, I went to see the pretty ladies and sat on their knees, but I went to see not to admire their beautiful legs, but because they were giving me chocolates.
Over your career, you've worked in Hollywood and you've worked here in the Barrandov Studios. Can you compare maybe the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, the big difference, of course, not talking about the price, is that Hollywood is strictly a commercial operation. In the Czech Republic, as well as in many other countries, especially in Europe, etc., film is still part of a cultural activity, and very often creative people who are involved in making films consider themselves artists who, yes, want to get paid well, but do not think of what we thought of in our American activity, and that is that the most important person for us is the guy who buys the ticket.
Czech film executive Norbert Auerbach, and he was speaking there to Rosie Johnson.